Watch, Trump roasts actors boycotting Kennedy Center, I couldn't care less. By Simon Kent on June 12, 2025. President Donald Trump attended a performance of Les Miserables at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., on Wednesday night with wife Melania at his side. The couple were met on arrival by several protesting drag queens as other actors expressed their displeasure by protecting their delicate sensibilities and simply not turning up. Trump made clear he couldn't care less and roasted the delinquent thespians. Asked by a journalist, "It's been reported that some actors may be boycotting tonight." The president shot back, "I couldn't care less, all I do is run the country well." The president has always hailed Les Miserables as his favorite musical, as Breitbart News reported. As Consequence recently reported, half the play's cast were predicted to boycott the performance due to the president's visit. Several cast members of Les Miserables will not be performing one day more at their Kennedy Center concert next month. Instead, they'll be performing one day less in direct protest against Donald Trump's attendance. As reported by CNN, between 10 and 12 members of the touring cast of Les Miserables will boycott their June 11th performance at the Kennedy Center, which is set to follow a fundraiser headlined by the president. According to the report, the entire cast was given the choice to sit out, with both lead actors and ensemble members opting to do so. Trump was made chairman of the center on his return to the White House. In turn, Trump aide and former ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell was named interim president while Trump replaced outgoing chair David Rubenstein in a massive shakeup of the federally funded institution. As a result of the shakeup, several stars, including superstar soprano Renee Fleming, announced they would be cutting ties with the Kennedy Center. Actor Issa Rae, author Louise Penny and the rock band Low Cut Connie also cancelled scheduled Kennedy Center events. Singer-songwriter Victoria Clark meanwhile went ahead with her February 15th show, but on stage wore a t-shirt reading Anti-Trump AF. Supported by government money and private donations and attracting millions of visitors each year, AP notes the Kennedy Center is a 100-foot-high complex featuring a concert hall, opera house and theater, along with a lecture hall, meeting spaces and a millennium stage that has been the site for free shows. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.